Greetings. Welcome to the Present Truth Program. I'm your host, Rick Rodriguez. Boy, world is in bad shape. Adjusting volume levels here, and I'm going to begin today with Iran. We can't get away from this. We can't detach from what's happening in Ukraine, in the Middle East, our economy, immigration, the election. You can't detach. No matter what you want to do, what you try to do, you can take a vacation, but you cannot detach from what is happening internationally. We know that in Israel, the state of Israel is preparing for an attack from Iran after the assassination of Ismail Haniyeh and other Hamas and Hezbollah high personnel. After Israel has been under international pressure, and the United States is, I guess you can say, saber-rattling, trying to persuade Iran to pushing Israel to some degree to try not to escalate. Israel doesn't have there's no alternatives for Israel. Israel, with every attack, they have to respond. If one attack takes place and Israel doesn't respond, that just encourages Hamas or Hezbollah to launch another attack. Anything coming out of Iran, out of Syria, Israel is being forced to respond with every incident, every attack within the Gaza Strip, within Lebanon, over the border, also within the West Bank. Anything happening in Syria, the Houthis in Yemen. Israel doesn't have there isn't an alternative but to respond. And Yoav Gallant, he met with Lloyd Austin, the U.S. State Secretary of Defense, over the weekend, and telling Austin that Iranian actions signify the country is already planning a major attack. I don't think as of today, I haven't watched the news in the last 3 hours, so I don't know what has happened in the last since this morning. But Israel will respond, like I had stated last week. Russia is asking Iran, the new president, to calm down, to just do nothing, don't respond harshly. Why the new president? Why is he really pushing the Ayatollah to not do anything drastic? Well, remember on the day that he was sworn in as president, that's the day that Israel assassinated Ismail Haniyeh in Tehran. And not only that, but it was, I can't remember when the former president was assassinated in a helicopter attack. I think it was 4 or 5 months ago. And so this new president realizes that he's next. It is being reported that Israel has made it clear to Iran, to forces in Saudi Arabia. No, I'm sorry. In Syria, in Lebanon, the West Bank, and in Gaza, that Israel has the ability through its intelligence to hunt, find, assassinate the leaders. No matter what these nations or these groups do, they are targets. The leaders are the target of Israeli intelligence, the Mossad, and they know it. Well, the president, I have his name, I don't have it in front of me, he sworn in on the 31st of July, the same, and then just after the swearing in, Haniyeh is assassinated. So he knows that he'd better make sure Ayatollah doesn't do anything too drastic. Russia has been talking to the Ayatollah and to Iran, to the leaders of Iran, basically trying to settle, hoping to settle things down so there's no response, harsh response. So you have the president of Iran, you have the United States of America. We are asking Iran to please, you know, put things on hold. Let's see if we can negotiate. And there's talks presently, hoping, talks. And the hope is they can bring about a ceasefire. It's not going to happen. There isn't going to be a ceasefire. Hamas, Hezbollah, these terrorists, their objective remains the same. Annihilate the Jewish people. Take all of Israel. Occupy Israel to make it their homeland. There's no to their to some of these far these hardline radicals. There is a one-state solution. We take it all. Without Israel and the Jewish people being a part of future plans. The Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez. I'll be back in a few minutes.
The Podesta emails, Epstein Island, Hunter's laptop, the 2020 stolen election. What truths are they hiding? Find out this and more on Just Informed Talk Radio, weekdays from 7 to 9 a.m.
Blue Dragon Spa in Longmont, Colorado, 1811 Hover Street, 720-680-0492. A new spa started by Steve, the Red Pill Truth Guy, and his wife, Valentina. Drop by.
We offer manicure and pedicure, facial, and more.
We have new state-of-the-art equipment, and we use the best materials available. Yeah, give us a call, 720-680-0492. We're at 1811 Hover Street in Longmont, Colorado.
Everything very good. Just come in and try it.
Hi, folks. This is Pastor Bruce Miller with the Foothills Baptist Church family. Join us Sunday afternoons from 3 to 4 for the Foothills Baptist Gospel Hour. That's Sunday afternoons, 3 to 4, here on 1360 AM.
Hi, folks. I'm James Morgan, a realtor with Grisham & Associates, LLC. I know it must seem like there's a million realtors out there making all kinds of promises. Want to hear my big marketing promise? I promise honest and fair dealings with all those I do business with. That may sound old-fashioned, and it is not very catchy, but it is true. I am your Colorado real estate specialist. Farm, land, mountain cabins, or urban dwellings. When you work with my team, we'll get the right property for you and be upfront and honest with you every step of the way. Over the years, my clients have told me just that fact alone separates us from others in the industry. If you are considering buying or selling real estate, call me, James Morgan, at 720-203-0731 or visit my website at coloradoproperties.online. No catchy slogan, just a client-first, honest real estate experience. Hit it, girls.
Keep listening to the American Freedom Network. optimistic about the way that things are going.
No, I never ever think of it at all.
Don't you ever worry when you see what's going down.
Well, I'm proud of my business. That is no business at all.
When it's time to function as a feeling human being, with your bachelor of arts, help you get.
Okay, we'll continue on Monday through Friday, 11 to 1, on AmericasFreedomNetwork.com, Present Truth. And then evenings during the week, 6 to 7, on 1360 AM radio. The first hour is played. And then on both 1360, the radio station, and on AmericasFreedomNetwork.com, everything is always streamed. We had a lightning strike, I think it was Monday, and blew out fuses on the transmitter. And so yesterday's program, I don't know what happened Monday night, but the time clock, our schedule, automatic scheduling for programs, we had that severe weather alert. They had problems in the mountains, in the burn area west of Loveland. So we had all these alerts throughout the day. And these alerts, we don't know what happened, but it threw everything off. The programming was completely off schedule Monday night. So yesterday, I didn't come in because we just had problems. But we have everything back to where it needs to be. So for those that want to listen to the Monday program, I'm going to do the Monday program again. And it was on adrenochrome. Adrenochrome. I'll have to do it again. Zelensky is an adrenochrome addict. The United States government knows about these, what they call child farms in Ukraine. They'll never admit it, but the Russian military, they went into Ukraine, found these farms of children, all being, their blood being drained from their bodies. They were like skeletons, but I don't have the time to do that right now. I will do it again. I want to finish with this situation in the Middle East. Benjamin Netanyahu has gained even more momentum in the war against all fronts. Iran cannot defeat Israel on its own. Iran can support Hamas, Hezbollah, the Houthis, and others. Even with Iran supporting militarily with weapons, finances, whatever's needed, they are not in a position to win this war against Israel. And they know it. And it's kind of like, it's like people in that gamble. It gets down to where they're pretty much losing hope. So they do gamble. They take everything they have, put it on the table, and say, I'm betting it all at once. I'm all in. And they put every chip, and it's all on the dealing of the cards. This is where Iran is right now. They're putting all their chips in play with Hezbollah, Hamas, with the PLA, the PLO in the West Bank, with the Houthis. They're going to put it all into the, they're going to be all in, and they know they can't win. The United States military is aware of it. Israel doesn't need the U.S. They don't need our soldiers. They don't need American boots on the ground. There's no need. Israel is more than capable to defeat Iran with all of the proxies presently. That's the truth. Israel does need the $20 billion that was just signed to Israel to support Israel in the war effort. We just gave them $20 billion, and like I stated at the beginning of this war in Gaza in October, the United States will give Israel everything monetarily, militarily, with weapons, intelligence, everything needed to fight the battle. The United States, from a biblical perspective, will help Israel in the Gaza war. And the United States, for the most part, other than support, will not be involved. The United States is in Syria. We have bases in Syria. There are attacks on the bases coming from Iran and the terrorists. But that's north. Down in the Gaza, in Israel, Lebanon, southern Syria, Israel's taking care of business. Iran doesn't have a way to defeat Israel. Russia has asked Iran to halt, to stop, don't do anything too drastic, because Israel has already shown it will respond quickly. It will respond, you know, with just straight out. How do I phrase it? Israel will respond and retaliate, and they are in a position where they must, if need be, use a secret weapon that they are not discussing. They're not talking about. What is that discussion? Some assume that it is a neutron bomb, but not the big firecracker. A bunch of little firecrackers. I think it was 3 months ago, there was an attempted chemical attack out of Gaza. And Israeli intelligence found a warehouse where they were putting together these, I don't know if they were biological, but something happened and some of the people in the warehouse were infected. And Israel went in to take over this facility, and when they realized that this might have been biological, they backed all the soldiers out and away. And for some reason, something happened in the warehouse, triggering an explosion, and I don't know how many people were affected and died from it. And then Israel came out, just there was one day where they had a news cast stating that should Hamas use any of these weapons that they were manufacturing on Israeli citizens, Israeli will use the big, whatever that was. They have a way to respond, and they will take care of the problem once and for all. So we don't know if it's a nuke. We don't know if it's a... We don't know. They do, we don't. And Iran knows that Israel has it. And Iran, again, Iran, Hezbollah, Hamas, they realize they cannot defeat Israel. Israel is, they've just sent 100,000 troops to the northern border along the Lebanon border. 100,000. You don't do that unless you're planning something. You don't move 100,000 people to the Lebanon border and then just tell everybody to go home. So whatever Hezbollah is planning, Israel's onto it, and Israel's ready for it. So this is going to, the United States is using the opportunity to, there's ships, more aircraft, more soldiers being sent to the Middle East, mainly for the sake of what's happening in Yemen and in Syria, northern Syria. This is escalating. Russia doesn't like it. Like I had stated last week on Friday, there is a time when Russia is going to come with many nations and invade Israel. And God is going to, as God is putting hooks in Vladimir Putin's jaw to bring the Russian army with these other nations down into the Middle East. And in Ezekiel chapter 38 and 39, Ezekiel says that God is going to bring them down to destroy them. Ancient hatred of the children of Israel, ancient hatred is the punishments are coming. This is the Gaza war right now. The family members that were related to the children of Israel, children of Lot, Jacob's twin brother Esau, these family members, Ishmael, Abraham's first child, these family members are being punished right now. And the countries in the surrounding area that have always been very hostile to Israel are also being punished. This is an open punishment of God on these ancient enemies of Israel going back 3,700 years. That's what we're witnessing. Very simple. It's not only simple, the concept is simple, punishment. Negative sanctions on the enemies of Israel. That is a very, very, that is not hard, not a concept to grasp. These nations, through the prophets of Israel, were told that there would come a time when they would be punished for their negative actions and their hatred of the children of Israel. There would come a time when they would be punished by God, using Israel as the, you might say, the instrument of punishment. It's happening exactly as many of Israel's prophets had detailed and explained in their writings. They're being punished. Israel is being directed by God to bring justice to hatred thousands of years old. And then the punishment is coming to Iran and to Russia, to Turkey, to other nations that have been anti-Semitic and have been a plague to the Jewish people for centuries. No, for thousands of years. Then eventually, it's going to be the nations of Europe. It's going to be the United States. Eventually, it's going to happen. And we're here to witness it. So we're watching presently a prophecy being fulfilled. Iran cannot, does not have a way with, even with all the proxies, Iran is not, will not be able to defeat Israel. Even when Russia comes and it works with Iran, still they'll be punished. The Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez, AmericasFreedomNetwork.com, Monday through Friday, 11 to 1.
When One of the most important things for veterans is to be heard, and VA is listening. Appeals modernization is changing the way VA decision disagreements are processed for the better.
Veterans, if you disagree with an initial VA claim decision received after February 2019, you have a choice of three review lanes. Contact an accredited representative to help you decide which choice is right for you. For more information, visit va.gov/decision-reviews.
I can take control with VA's new, faster review process.
The globalists say resistance is futile. Will you choose to accept your slavery or declare your liberty? Find out how on Pac-Man and the Rev, Saturdays from 1 to 2. Sometimes the truth hurts.
Are you prepared for a power outage? Never be left in the dark again. Wagner Electric has proudly partnered with Generac to provide long-lasting generators for your home. We have standalone and portable generators in stock now. So give us a call for a free estimate at 970-800-3693. If you are constructing or upgrading your home, trust our expert electricians to take care of your home the first time. We offer services for anything from wiring an unfinished basement to wiring a newly built pole barn. Your electrical system is the heartbeat of your home. So don't risk it and give us a call today to get started at 970-800-3693 or visit us at WagnerElectricCO.com. We are located off Highway 85 in Greeley at 1517 2nd Avenue. Wagner Electric sets the standard.
All of your electronic devices can be severely damaged by lightning bolts and power surges. Even worse, an EMP attack can destroy everything, leaving our technology-dependent society with no technology. But don't let that be you. Go to EMPShield.com and put KHNC in the promo code box. EMP Shield is an electromagnetic pulse, solar flare, and lightning protection system made to protect you and your electronics. Again, go to EMPShield.com and type KHNC in the promo code box. EMPShield.com.
This is Mark Hall, host of the Come Out of Her My People show here on the Roar of the Rockies. Tune in to discover why, whether it's the law of the land or scripture, what you've probably heard it says is not what is written. It's time to come out of all of that.
Bleed Stop, clinically proven and FDA cleared to stop even arterial bleeds. Pour it into the wound, apply direct pressure, and clotting occurs in seconds. No stinging or burning. Minor cuts or major wounds, Bleed Stop is a must for first aid kits, backpacks, and trauma bags. Find Bleed Stop by clicking on the Bleed Stop button on the 1360 KHNC webpage. Products and prices listed on the KHNC website are 20% off the regular Bleed Stop website prices. Get yours today.
Okay, now I'm going to jump to the north of Israel, and this is out of TASS News, and in Russia, or in Ukraine has actually begun to attack Russia within the Russian borders, Kursk, I think you pronounce it, and there are 2,000 people that are unaccounted for. The Ukrainian military has begun a genocide on that area. They are killing anything that moves. This is not against Russian soldiers. It is against civilians. Now that's genocide. The fighting continues in Russia, and this is out of Moscow. This is 2 days ago in Kursk. The region forcing Belarus to send reinforcements to the border with Ukraine. So while the war is taking place, remember, last year, at the end of the year, Vladimir Putin said, the number one objective for 2024 is to de-dollarize not only Russia, China, India, South Africa, Brazil, but many other nations. His objective is to visit with these nations and give them a way to de-dollarize, to no longer use America's petrodollar. So, in spite of all the, along with all the fighting and the war in the Middle East, and Russia's assisting Hamas and Hezbollah, Russia is also at war in Ukraine with Zelensky, the individual whose main drug is adrenochrome. Israel is working with these nations in the BRICS network, and they had a meeting. They have these nations have announced their plans to attend this year's summit in Russia. And Brazilian President Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva, he plans to attend the BRICS group summit in the Russian city of Kazan. His visit has not been confirmed officially yet, but a Brazilian official told Izvestia that South Africa has confirmed plans to attend the summit. The president, Cyril Ramaphosa, is leading the country's delegation. The president of Bolivia, president of Venezuela, have also been invited. Nicaragua also plans to attend, send representatives to the summit. Nicaragua is not a BRICS member, but's interested in cooperating with the group. All 30 countries, additional countries have expressed, a wish to join the BRICS. This is major. You're either watching the war in the Middle East, the war in Ukraine, the presidential race, the border issue, but you're not paying attention to the BRICS meetings. This is why we're going to war. This is why the United States is planning war next year. What I'm presenting to you is the reason, the main reason. Nations that are trying to cut off their ties to the petrodollar and cease using, no longer using federal banknotes as their means to pay for trade, in being used in trade, this is a problem. Now, the article is presenting that when they get together, one of the things that's going to be discussed, the main topic, is a joint payment system, a mechanism where they will be able to trade with amongst themselves without having to involve themselves with the World Economic Forum plans for money control. This is going to be the key discussion. And this will be the final discussion at the meeting. I'm going to quote, active efforts are underway to create a financial payment mechanism that would make cooperation between BRICS countries easier, maintaining their sovereign trade and economic exchanges. The issue tops the agenda because every member of the group realizes its importance. In late July, the BRICS nations had developed a system similar to what they call the SWIFT system, which is the Society for Worldwide Interbank Financial Telecommunication, SWIFT. Now, I'll tell you a little bit more about SWIFT, and you're not going to like it. It's going to make you a little bit uneasy. It's probably going to freak you out. You might not sleep tonight. But I'm going to tell you what the SWIFT is. This Society for Worldwide Interbank Financial Telecommunication. For the Christian people, pay attention. This is the system of the coming Antichrist. The Western Antichrist system. And this is the system that Russia disconnected itself from when Klaus Schwab disconnected Russia from the system, forced Russia to go a different direction when Russia was forced to invade Ukraine. They told Vladimir Putin, Schwab told him, you're not invited any longer to the World Economic Forum. You're no longer a member. Putin was glad because Putin was working on what I'm talking about right here. Putin was working on this new system, a system which is an interbank system, but not the SWIFT system. The Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez. I'll be back.
Hi, this is Ron Tafoya, owner of New Method Cleaners, Northern Colorado's oldest dry cleaners, family-owned and operated since 1970. We use the latest non-toxic green cleaning systems and state-of-the-art tensioning units to assure a quality and consistent finish. Located in Severance and Fort Collins, from wedding gowns to sleeping bags, we do it all. For info and directions, call us at 970-775-0623. Again, 970-775-0623.
When I started MyPillow, it was just a problem solution, one product company. Well, since then, with the help of my dedicated employees, we now have hundreds of products, some you might not even know about. To get the word out, we're having a $25 extravaganza. Two-pack multi-use MyPillows, $25. MyPillow sandals, $25. And for the first time ever, our six-pack towel sets, you guessed it, just $25. Our brand new four-pack dish towels, $25. And I've never done this before. Premium MyPillows with all new Giza fabric, any size, any loft level, even king size for only $25. And there's so much more. So go to MyPillow.com.
Use that promo code KHNC.
For our $25 extravaganza, order $75 and over, your entire order ships absolutely free.
As 1360 continues to grow, we want to know what our listeners think. Tell us what you like. Tell us what you don't like. Give us your feedback. Go to 1360khnc.com and hit the contact button and give us your thoughts.
Did you know that 85% of consumers prefer local natural beef? At Pumpkin Creek Ranch, our cattle roam free on lush pastures raised without hormones or antibiotics. The result? Juicy, tender beef that's perfect for your family dinners, barbecues, and special occasions. Support local, eat natural, and taste a difference with Pumpkin Creek Ranch beef. Call 970-658-0176 or visit pumpkincreekranchco.com. Use promo code Naturally Inspired for our special offer.
Riders on the storm, into this house we're born. Like a dog without a bone, an actor out alone, riders on the storm, there's a killer on the road.
Monday through Friday, 11 to 1, America on AmericasFreedomNetwork.com. Podcasts, for both hours, 1360khnc.com. And I am on Sundays. I host the Olive Tree and Lampstand Ministry Radio Church program. And I am in the presently building a website. And once I have the website completed and everything fine-tuned, you'll be able to... I'll give the website. We're still in just figuring out the details, but I will present the... I'll give you the website at that time. And then the programs will be also on the website, as well as the station and this AmericasFreedomNetwork.com site. And if you would like to support me, I now, because I've gone to the new system, I do have to pay now for broadcasting. And if you would like to support me, you can send help or support, whatever. Presently, through the mail, P.O. Box 872, Longmont, Colorado, 80502. And this would be for helping me with the Present Truth program. But you would send presently until I get the website up. You can donate at that time. But if you want to, until that time, assist me, you can write me at Post Office Box 872, Longmont, Colorado, 80502. I just want to let you know we've been working on it for a while, and we're fine-tuning everything. But now, because I'm on AmericasFreedomNetwork.com, I do now, I am paying for broadcasting. So I wanted to mention that. Going back to what Russia is doing, the nations that are involved with the BRICS system, nations in a multipolar world group, a system of many other nations that will eventually become part of the BRICS network. Then also, there is a new international order. Nations that are completely outside of the SWIFT network, outside of the Klaus Schwab network, financial network. This is the threat to the United States of America. This is the national security threat to the U.S. Nations that have been, we've had the sword to the neck of these nations since World War II, and now these nations are, because of Vladimir Putin mainly, there is a new system that they will be able to use and no longer have to negotiate and use our petrodollar. The mechanism is going to operate on the basis of the BRICS Bridge Supranational Payment Platform. The BRICS Bridge Supranational Payment Platform. Payments will be conducted in the national currencies of BRICS countries. While the new development bank, do you think this is a threat? Do you think this is a threat to the old world order? To America's world hegemony? A new development bank will act as a platform for integration, conversion, and clearing. It's important to discuss ways for the new BRICS members to interact with the new development bank, PANOVA. This is the, what is she or he? I missed this individual. Other issues that are expected to be touched upon at the summit include regional conflicts, counterterrorism. What do they mean, counterterrorism? Threats from the United States, via, like what happened last 2 weeks ago with, what was that called? Oh my gosh, I got to think about it. Where the systems were shut down, CrowdStrike. That's what they mean. Conflicts and counterterrorism / CrowdStrike and the CIA and the British. BRICS has established itself as a comprehensive mechanism for political cooperation, and the group's countries are responsible members of an international community. There are requirements to be a BRICS nation. You need medals. You need medals. They're not going to pull in people that have nothing to offer. If they don't have medals, they have resources. And rather than sell the resources in the earth, in the ground, all riches come from, the Bible says all riches, all wealth comes out of the dirt. Good old common dirt or the earth. These nations are being given an opportunity to distance themselves from America. That is a threat to our world hegemony. That is national, that is a threat to national security. So while all these other things are happening, Putin is continuing with his main plan. Help the nations detach from the monster.
Hi, this is Kathy Roberts, the Executive Director at Life Choices Pregnancy Center, and I'm inviting you to celebrate 40 years of empowering women, transforming and saving lives, and supporting families. Join us at our annual fundraiser for dinner and an inspiring message from John Stone Street on September 19th in Longmont or on the 20th in Loveland. For information, call 303-651-2050 or to register, go to lifematters.org.
Hey, y'all, Jeff Foxworthy here. Now, if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know, because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires, which means always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
I'm Joe Jaquin, CEO of the Patriot Trading Group, and I would like to encourage everyone to make sure they are prepared financially as the Federal Reserve continues to destroy the value of the dollar. Since the closing of the gold window in 1971, the Federal Reserve has led the way in the explosion of debt and the devaluing of your money. They openly say that they need 2% inflation, which simply means they hope to devalue your money, and they want to do this every single year, year after year. I know it's hard to understand, but the Federal Reserve believes in prosperity through debt and growth via the devaluation of your future. To learn more about how to protect yourself, visit us at allamericangold.com or call us at 800-951-0592 and protect yourself against the devaluing of your money.
So this first hour will be played again on the radio, 1360 AM, tonight, this evening, 6 to 7. It will also be streamed on 1360KHNC.com. Podcasts for the 2 hours of today's program will be on 1360KHNC.com, the podcast section, the Present Truth site. At the first hour is archived on AmericasFreedomNetwork.com to the podcast section. Do you see why the United States is going to war in 2025? America has lost its hegemonic control over the nations. If we can't own the nations, then because we're vindictive, the people that rule, that have ruled the world, are vindictive. And they have used the United States to rule the world roughly since the end of World War II, to control everything. If they can't continue to control, then they will destroy. If they cannot control the countries, then they will destroy the nations. It's in the Bible. It is in Jeremiah chapter 51. I got to be careful. I want to give you the exact site. Jeremiah 51, verse 20. There is a nation that will be the hammer of the whole world. And this hammer is for the purpose of destruction, destroying, annihilating. It's a very negative reference to a hammer that God will use to punish nations that hate him. Even though the nation that God will use to punish the nations is a nation that is even more God-hating than the other nations, the United States of America. It doesn't appear that we're a God-hating nation presently. You watch the landscape in this country change after this coming election. It's already changing. The hatred of God, the hatred of the Jewish people, the hatred of the Christian people, the hatred of the Bible, the hatred of everything holy and good, the hatred of conscience. You wait to see what's going to begin after this coming election. Stay tuned for hour two. I'll be back in a few minutes. Podcast will be on 1360khnc.com for both hours. Rick Rodriguez, I'll return.
Major disaster, especially weather-related, when the power goes out, can cause people to suddenly panic. Within hours, grocery store shelves in your area